Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between, offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
This episode is brought to you by Smart Food Popcorn. Some decisions aren't the best, like skipping ahead in your favorite podcast. Think of all the banter you'll miss, the lore in the making. Luckily, Smart Food Popcorn is a no-brainer. Deliciously tasty and available in a variety of fun flavors. It's a smart decision every time. Smart Food. Add smart. To learn more, visit smartfood.com.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Hello, I'm Oliver Condy, the editor of BBC Music Magazine, and welcome to the BBC Music Podcast. You can buy a copy of the magazine at your local newsagents or download our app to your iPad, Kindle Fire, or Android tablet. And for the latest music news and more, head to our website at classical-music.com.
Hello, and welcome to our monthly cover CD podcast, in which we listen to and talk about the works on each disc that accompanies BBC Music Magazine. I'm Rosie Pentreath, the online editor and staff writer of BBC Music Magazine, and with me today is Jeremy Pound, the magazine's deputy editor.
Hello.
Our Christmas issue is here, and with it we are offering a wonderful collection of Christmas carols sung by the choir of Merton College, Oxford. The collection, called On Christmas Night, takes us from J.S. Bach to music by the composers of today, opening with the traditional German carol, Still, Still, Still. There are lots of carols seemingly inspired by stillness in this collection, Jeremy. What is the significance of stillness in Christmas?
Yes, it's interesting how our carol tradition has developed over the years. There's effectively, I'd say, two strands. There's the secular carols which have come from the streets, which tend to be a lot of the more rowdy ones we have are from there, sort of your wassails and your ding-dong merrilies, etc. And then there's the sacred ones, which are from have their roots in the church. And a lot of the sort of stiller ones come from that sacred tradition. And it's all about sitting back and thinking and reflecting at Christmas time, taking away from this sort of slightly mad scenes which we have at the festive period. We've got, as you say, we've got four or five really very gentle, very calm carols on this collection. As you say, we start off with Still, 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 which is a traditional German carol. It's actually arranged here by the English composer Andrew Gant, who he himself actually knows an awful lot about carols because he's just published a superb new book about them, which is well worth reading. Later on, we also have O Mortal Man, which is another traditional anthem, and this one is actually arranged by the great Herbert Howells. And then we've got Quem Pastores Laudo Vere, which is about the shepherds praising. And that's by the US composer James Bassi. And I absolutely adore this carol. It's Bassi is from New York, and his style reminds me a little bit of his fellow Americans, Eric Whitaker and Morton Lauritsen. It's kind of very sumptuously written. And then, of course, there's Silent Night, makes two appearances. There's one which is an arrangement for organ by Guy Beauvais, which we'll discuss later, and then also a lovely one by John Rutter, who many of our readers will be very familiar with.
And Breaking the Stillness, there are also other festive sounds, though, those two strands you mentioned, Jeremy, but also the sound of bells features quite strongly on our disc. There's John Rutter's rousing All Bells in Paradise, which is the second track, and you've got Philip Ledger's version of On Christmas Night and J.S. Bach's In Dulci Jubilo. Both evoke sounds of church bells in their arrangements.
Absolutely. And as a little bit of a side, actually, we've kind of celebrated bell ringing in our Christmas issue. We invited our reviews editor, Rebecca Franks, to go and have a go at taking up bell ringing from scratch. And she went to the church at St. Mary Redcliffe, which I understand has a particularly fine set of bells. And she learnt the ropes, if you'll forgive the pun. I think she had an awful lot of fun. And she learnt over about 5 or 6 weeks. And while she won't pretend that she's now an expert, I think she kind of realised just what the challenges were and why this is such an extraordinary skillful talent to have.
Absolutely, and we had some great stories over the past few weeks, haven't we, from her lessons?
We have indeed. I think it was quite an uphill task, but I think it was quite satisfying when she'd finally mastered as far as she was going to get.
Yeah, and back to the cover CD, we've got our jubilant opening of Philip Ledger's On Christmas Night. Some real favourites on this disc too, like Arthur Sullivan's arrangement of It Came Upon a Midnight Clear and Holst's In the Bleak Midwinter. Among these, though, are some carols by living composers, like Rutter, who we've mentioned before, but there's also a carol by Judith Weir, there's Grayston Ives and Guy Beauvais. Jeremy, tell me a bit about these.
Yes, well, I'll take those three in particular. Judith Weir has been in the news recently, of course, because she's become the new master of the Queen's music. The carol we get here is actually quite a short one. It's called My Guardian Angel, but it's short but rather lovely. It's unaccompanied, and it's woven around a chant-like melody, which you hear first in the lower voices, but then she moves that same melody around the voices, but it's always there, and you can hear the other voices singing around it. It's very, very beautifully done, very effective. Grayston Ives is an interesting chap. He used to be one of the King's Singers, and he has an absolutely formidable tenor voice. And then he is also choir master at Magdalen College, Oxford, for a while, and, as we can hear here, a very fine composer as well. His Susanne is for choir and organ. It's about 6 minutes long. It's very lively in parts. It's got some very clever harmonies. And overall, actually, it's sort of in terms of mood and texture, it reminds me a little of, I'd say, sort of Benjamin Britten or maybe Richard Rodney Bennett a little. It's a great little carol. And then finally, Guy Beauvais. Yes, he's a Swiss composer. And his arrangement of Stille Nacht is actually for the organ. It's an organ solo played here by Ben Nicholas, who otherwise conducts the choir on this disc. It's really rather sweet. It's very charmingly simple. And it's a little bit like a sort of music box, but then it's got a couple of very clever little key changes on the way. It's really, really good.
OK, let's hear the opening of Judith Weir's My Guardian Angel. Performing on the disc is the choir of Merton College, Oxford, under Benjamin Nicholas. Tell me about the choir, Jeremy.
Yes, Merton is one of the oldest colleges in Oxford and has had a choir for many, many years. But in 2008, they decided to give it a bit of a revamp and bring it up to the standard of the mixed choirs that you get in Cambridge University. There haven't really been any of that standard in Oxford until now. In its reincarnation, it was initially conducted by Peter Phillips, who was the founder of the Tallis Scholars, and Benjamin Nicholas, who was also at the time the conductor of the Schola Cantorum, which is the Tewkesbury Abbey Choir. Now Ben is the sole music director of the choir. He does it alone, though Peter Phillips is still involved with the choir. And they've rapidly turned themselves into a formidably good outfit. They've done a number of tours, a couple of recordings for the Delphian label, and as you can hear here, they're something rather special. They're helped by their chapel, which has one of the best acoustics in Oxford. And it was there, actually, that the Tallis Scholars made their famous recording of Allegri's Miserere back in the 1980s. So Peter Phillips was very familiar with the acoustic of the building. And also, they've now got a brand new Dobson organ, which was built last year. I actually went along to see it being built. It's fascinating seeing it gradually going up. That's been in place now for about a year, and organs take a little bit of a while to kind of find their feet and to settle down, but now it is doing so, and it's sounding very good. And actually, we round off our disc with a solo performance on that organ. It's just a short piece. It's Bach's arrangement of In Dulce Jubilo for solo organ, and it is played here by Benjamin Nicholas.
We do hope you enjoy our Christmas issue cover CD. We'll be back with another podcast next month when we look at the disc accompanying our January issue. For now, it's just time to say Happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas.
Thank you for listening to this BBC Music Magazine podcast, which was produced in our Bristol studio by Jack Fletcher. For more of our podcasts, visit our website at classical-music.com or simply head to iTunes.